Rahul Gandhi's personal background. Rahul Gandhi was born on 19 June 1970 in Delhi as son of Rajiv and Sonia Gandhi. His mother, Sonia Gandhi, was originally hails from Italy and now holds an Indian citizenship. His younger sister Priyanka Vadra, who got married to Robert Vadra, who is a businessman. Rahul Gandhi's initial schooling was in St. Columba's School in Delhi. After that, from year 1981 to 1983, he continued his studies in the Dune School in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. A series of incidents happened which impacted Rahul and his family directly. The assassination of Indira Gandhi on 31 October 1984 led Rajiv Gandhi to enter the world of politics. He then subsequently became the Prime Minister of India. Whole Gandhi family, including the children, faced security threats from extremists of the Sikh community, because of which Rahul and his sister Priyanka did rest of their schooling from home. In year 1989, Rahul joined St. Stephen's College in Delhi, but after completing first year, he shifted to the Harvard University. Unfortunately, in year 1991, Rajiv Gandhi was being assassinated by the extremist outfit LTTE. Professional background of Rahul Gandhi. After he done with his graduation, Rahul Gandhi worked for Monitor Group in London for 3 years, which is a management guru Michael Porter's consulting firm. After returning to India in late 2002, Rahul Gandhi has started his own firm and became the director of a technology outsourcing firm, Backup Services Private Limited, which was set up by him, and it was Mumbai-based. Rahul Gandhi elections result. Rahul's entry into politics. Rahul Gandhi has entered Indian politics in March 2004. He announced publicly that he will contest in the May 2004 Lok Sabha elections from the constituency of Amethi, Uttar Pradesh, from where his father had also contested earlier. At that time, his mother Sonia Gandhi was holding that seat, and later on she then moved to the neighboring constituency of Ray Bareilly. Rahul Gandhi's win from Amethi in 2014, despite the tough competition from competitors like Aam Aadmi Party's Kumar Vishwas and Bharatiya Janata Party's Smriti Irani, surprisingly Congress Vice President and fifth-generation politician Rahul Gandhi won his seat at Amethi and Uttar Pradesh by a margin of 107,903 votes in the year 2014 Lok Sabha elections. This win came out by defeating all the attacks from the BJP's prime ministerial candidate Narendra Modi, that Rahul lacked leadership qualities and had only entertainment value in him, and the media's predicted that he has no chance in the election. Criticisms faced by Rahul Gandhi taking a note at BJP and its leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Congress President Rahul Gandhi has referred himself as Papu on a few occasions recently to drive a point, stating that he has represented a polite and civilized face of politics unlike the ruling party. But the word has stuck with them for over 5 years. Papu became a mock name for Rahul Gandhi in the run-up to year 2014 Lok Sabha elections. All BJP leaders, workers and a committed band of supporters has made sure that even a Google search for Papu returned with the profile of Rahul Gandhi. And, if anyone goes by the talks in Reporters Carter, the term originated in the old guard of the Congress leadership, some of whom had once welcomed Sonia Gandhi in 1998-99 as Gudiya. Rahul Gandhi education. It is, however, certain that people used the word Papu first to mock Rahul Gandhi. Some have attributed this word for OP leader Kumar Vishwas, who contested from Amethi in 2014 Lok Sabha elections against Rahul Gandhi. Some other have attributed this remark to self-styled great godman and rape-accused Asaram, who reportedly mocked Rahul Gandhi once as Papu at a public rally around 2012-13. In the year 2013 saw Papu permanently stuck to Rahul Gandhi. He has addressed the Confederation of Indian Industries on April 3, 2013 in New Delhi. On the same day, the top trending topic on Twitter in India was number Papuzi. The electrified cell of the BJP left no stone unturned to make a Papu out of Rahul Gandhi. Congress showcased Rahul Gandhi as their face of future in November 2007 at its plenary session in Delhi's Talcahuana Stadium. People who were expecting from him to deliver a speech like his father Rajiv Gandhi did 22 years ago in 1985 on the centenary of the Congress returned home disappointed with sad faces. Rahul's speech was kind of abstract, devoid of politics. As a sample, like, what, after all, is poverty? Rahul Gandhi asked a delegation of about 3,000 Congress workers before answering this question. A poor person is one who is denied the opportunity to become rich.